The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
Thank you very much, Bernie. Good evening. You're listening to The Hard Shoulder here on Newstalk. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Tom Dunn is going to be along, as he is every Monday, to talk about the week's music news. I'm sure there's still some stories you'd like to share from Glastonbury a couple of weeks on. And he might have a review as well of Paolo Nutini's new album, his first album in, I think, 8 years. So that, like I said, is always coming up at about a quarter past six. We were talking politics earlier in the show, talking about the motion of no confidence, the Sinn Féin motion in the government that is going to be debated and voted on tomorrow, not long thereafter. The Dáil is going to break up later this week. It's going to break up for the summer recess. Paul Murphy is a People Before Profit Solidarity TD for Dublin South West. Paul, should the Dáil break up for a summer recess?
Oh, it shouldn't. I mean, we're at a time of immense crisis for ordinary people. Grocery prices, petrol and diesel prices, gas prices, oil prices, electricity prices are all through the roof. One in three people are now living in energy poverty. It's a massive cost of living and an ongoing housing crisis. And the idea that the Dáil should be going into an 8 weeks long recess, having failed to address any of these crises, I think is a real scandal.
Regina Doherty is a Fine Gael senator. Regina, should the Dáil break up for the summer?
So first of all, I don't think Paul is having a fair reflection of what happens during the recess. So first of all, our committees continue to work for a number of weeks after the Dáil and Seanad goes into recess, and they come back much earlier than the Dáil and the Seanad do. So there's probably only about a 4 week period here during, you know, 3 weeks of August, maybe the first week in September, whilst there's actually downtime, for argument's sake. But I don't know what Paul does during that downtime. But I tell you, I know what I do and what my colleagues do is we work incredibly hard in our constituencies, as we do week in, week out. And we do take 2 weeks holidays like other people do to spend time with their family or just to have a break and replenish. But the thing I take issue with is Paul's assertion that the government has done nothing to address all of the issues that he's highlighted, where in actual fact, the government has spent hundreds of millions of euros in recognition of the fact that Irish people are hurting because of inflationary problems, because of procurement increases in supply, because of Ukraine. And just a number of them that were only announced last week, Kieran, was the 100 euros extra to top up the back to school allowance. So a family with two children going back to secondary school in September can now avail of a grant of 770 euros. Some 265 children will get that grant in the coming weeks. Major changes to our SUSE grants and the earnings that our students can earn before it impacts their grant allowances. 60 extra thousand hot school meals are going to be delivered every single day to children from September when they come back. School transport fees were waived for the entirety of next year. For our rural families, that's 500 euros per family. That's on top of the 200 euro electricity credit, some 400 million to address the energy increase costs that we know people are feeling, and we know and expect more to come in the budget. Two extra lots of fuel allowance, one in March, one in May, some 371,000 families. Diesel and petrol excise duties were reduced. And I know people are still, you know, my petrol station is €2.14 this morning, I was checking. But that cost the government €310 million in an attempt to try and address the extra charges that people are feeling. So to say, you know, that we've done nothing is wrong. But to also point to the fact that during the summer economic statement last week that Pascal Donoghue announced, we will be announcing 6.7 billion euros of taxpayers' money going back into taxpayers' pockets specifically to address the issues that you and I have talked about in the past.
So, Paul, I mean, it certainly sounds that the government has done a lot. They don't all take 8 weeks off to sun themselves. They take a short break and work continues shortly thereafter. And the budget, bumper budget, just around the corner.
Unfortunately, there is not going to be a budget to actually address the crisis of the cost of living. The government refuses to deal with the profiteering by the energy companies, by the food companies that is at the root of a lot of the major cost increases that we're seeing. They refuse to use the powers that they have, for example, to introduce price controls, to bring down petrol, bring down diesel, bring down electricity by having price controls, as they have, for example, in France, in Spain, and in Portugal. I'm not saying that all the TDs are off sunning themselves for 8 weeks. I certainly am not. I will be away for 2 weeks, and then I'll be working in the constituency, doing representations for people, trying to build the cost of living coalition locally for the major protest we're having on the 24th of September in the run into the Dáil. But what I am saying is that it is does not make sense for the Dáil not to sit for 8 weeks. And I think you'll find that most of the committees won't be sitting for 7 weeks. I'm open to be corrected on that. That's certainly the case in my committee. I'm not responsible for that, but that's the way it is. That doesn't make sense. We should not be rising at this point in time. And in general, we shouldn't be having a recess that is 8 weeks long in the summer. Something like 4 weeks, which would give people 2 weeks to have a holiday and 2 weeks to focus on constituency matters, things like that. Something like that would make a lot more sense.
But Regina, I mean, it strikes me that if you were kind of designing the system from scratch now, I don't think you'd put in an 8 week summer recess, would you? I mean, that was there because a lot of TDs were farming and they had to get out and cut corn, wheat and barley for the summer.
I think a lot of our processes are hangovers from generations gone by. But just to point out some of the things that Paul has stated. So first of all, he said that the government didn't do anything, and I won't relist everything I've said I've done again. But it's very, very clear that we have spent hundreds of millions of taxpayers' money putting it back into taxpayers' pockets. He's also said that we won't have a cost of living budget and package, whereas we've already announced that we will have a 6.7 billion euro budget announced at the end of September to address the cost of living issues. And to say that we haven't used the powers that are available to us, we've reduced VAT on electricity and gas prices down from 13.5% to 9%. We've reduced the diesel and excise duties to the absolute limits to what we can do under the agreements and procurement that we have within the European Union regulations and deals that we have. So the government has done as much as it has been able to do with regard to regulatory changes, and has spent as much money as it has been available to it to try and address the cost of living this year. We're not finished. There will be more immediate changes announced on Budget Day at the end of September. But absolutely crucially and more importantly, because that's what's probably different about this government, particularly with Fine Gael in it over the last 10 and 11 years, is the fact that we manage our finances well means that we can respond to crises both in a sustainable way and in a long-term way. Because everybody knows this inflationary measures, you know, we're not going to get to September and we'll be back down to 2 or 3%. You know, the central bank has told us that it will peak at 10% and it will slowly come back down. So we need to be able to ensure that the economy can actually support people right into next year.
Yeah, no, but potentially why, the year but after. Why if you accept that it's a legacy of times past, should we persist with such a long break for the summer?
I think, as I said, to be honest, I don't know what committee Paul is on, but I'm on the EU Affairs Committee and I'm on the Gender Equality Committee, and we're only taking a 4 week recess. Each committee decides themselves based on the body of work that they have to do, when they do and when they don't sit. As I said, I don't know what committee Paul is on. I can speak on behalf of ministers, having been one. The cabinet sits right up until the beginning of August and they only take a 2 week break because the work of ministers does not stop. And again, I'm a senator now. My workload maybe isn't as big as it used to be when I was a TD, but my constituency office has clinics every Monday and every Friday that will continue right during the summer, except for the 2 weeks that I'd be away on my holidays in Wexford. But I'm sure that's true of every other TD and senator. So Paul may choose to frame it this way. Government is always responsible.
I'm not framing it anyway.
And responsive. Well, I think you kind of are. You're kind of giving the impression that everybody's
saying,
been off on their holidays and nothing happens.
I haven't said that at all. I'm saying it does not make sense for the Dáil to be off, and the Dáil itself is going to be off for 8 weeks on a recess that you yourself has admitted doesn't make any sense in terms of this day and age. I mean, we have different views in what should happen with the weeks that we do sit. I think that we should tackle the profiteering. I think we should have windfall taxes on the super profits being made by the food companies, being made by the energy companies. I think we should have price controls. I think we should have rent controls to bring rents down, because I think the reality of what the government has done for people is, if you look at, for example, people entitled to fuel allowance, they've given back to those people maybe 500 euros, but overall those people are facing increased bills of 1,500 euros. So people are getting deeper into crisis. And I think they're the kind of things that the Dáil should be continuing to sit to pass measures like the rent reduction bill that we're introducing tomorrow.
I think, to be fair, Paul, we certainly come from very, very different ideologies. But what I always maintain is that when responding to questions, you absolutely reflect the reality. You came on here and said that the government has done nothing in the last year to address the cost of living crisis. I hope I've displayed the amount of things that we have done.
But really, the cost of living crisis is worse now.
Sorry,
it's worse now than it was 3 months ago.
If I could finish, if you wouldn't mind. The absolute recognition that we haven't done enough and we will absolutely do more. So the €2 billion that was announced in Budget 2022 came into play on the 1st of January. We recognise that that wasn't enough, and that's why you've seen hundreds of millions of euros of taxpayers' money being given back to them.
I don't want to be rude, but we've done a lot of listing off of what the government have done, despite the fact that we were talking about whether the Dáil should take an 8-week break. Anyway, we'll leave it there. Paul Murphy, it's the People for a Profit, Solidarity TD for Dublin South West. Regina Doherty is a Fine Gael senator. A 5360 text number, if you have a view on whether politicians should be going off on their holidays, whether it's for a couple of weeks in Wexford like Regina, or a little bit longer maybe for others.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.